Chapter 7. A Special Invitation. Tuesday was the first day of school. Both Thomas and Verity arrived in the morning very confident that they knew which entrance to go through, but not at all sure what they would find inside. After stopping at the office and getting helpful directions, they eventually found their way to class. The first teacher Verity met was Mr. Simons. A tall, middle-aged man with kind blue eyes and a friendly smile greeted all the grade 11 math students as they filed into the room. What Verity noticed first was his tie. It was dark black silk with planets floating around, and written at the bottom were the words, "In the beginning, God created." It didn't take long before the first wise guy put up his hand to ask, "Mr. Simons, aren't you aware that evolution is the proven theory of today?" Mr. Simons grinned. "Shane Black, aren't you aware that evolution is not a proven theory at all?" Everyone in the class hoped that this argument would continue, but the rest of the 70-minute period focused mainly on maths. Verity liked Mr. Simons' pleasant manner, and she could follow his logic amazingly well. She wished, though, that they could have discussed his tie a little longer. Towards the end of the day, Verity began to notice that one girl with shoulder-length light brown hair seemed to be in all her classes. The teachers referred to her as Purity. Is that really her name? Verity wondered, or a nickname? The name actually seemed to fit quite well. Once, Purity turned a glance quickly at Verity, and in that brief instant their eyes had met. It is hard to judge a person's character in only one glance, but there was a sweet and lovely light that shone out of Purity's grey-green eyes. While lots of other girls were using every free moment to gossip loudly about boys and parties, Purity sat quietly, diligently beginning the assigned homework. Verity was quite curious about this girl. Even Purity's modest skirt and top were quite distinct from the scant clothing many others wore. Did she always dress this way? Her very manner and deportment seemed so unique, the word different might just as well have been draped across her back. In each class that they had been in together, Purity had kept to herself, not having much to do with anyone around her. "Either she's new like me," thought Verity, "or she isn't very interested in having friends." For the most part, Verity was becoming well acquainted with everyone. Most of the students were quite friendly, and she was enjoying meeting new people. At the end of the day, she left feeling there were many kids she would like to know better. Thomas had passed her a few times in the hall, and Verity could tell that his day was not going well. She sighed. Thomas looked so miserable that it would be hard for anyone to think there could actually be a good friend under his sullen face. "Poor Thomas," she thought. "He's always had good friends, so I guess he isn't used to making new ones." At supper that night, Thomas expressed all his disappointments of the day. "It's a dumb school. There wasn't one friendly person. I didn't see anyone I'd want for a friend anyway. I hate this place. I can't wait until I'm 18 and out of here." "Did you try to be friendly to anyone, Thomas?" asked his mother cautiously. "Try to be friendly?" erupted Thomas. "I'm the stranger. They should be making an effort to be friendly to me." Verity thought it best not to mention her good day right then. Later, when Thomas had retired to his room, she felt free to tell her mum all the things that had happened. "And mum," she finished, "I really like my maths teacher, Mr. Simons. He was wearing this tie that said, 'In the beginning, God created.'" The first couple of weeks of school seemed to fly by. Every day, Verity became more confident of friendships and her place in the school. In maths class, she tried hard to get to know Purity, with some success. Purity always seemed to be as good as gold. Verity wasn't sure if she was shy or a snob. Every lunch hour, Purity left the school. She was hardly ever around when there was an opportunity to talk, so it was rather difficult to get to know her. Mr. Simons always got a smile from her, though, and Verity wondered if he had been her teacher last year, or if Purity knew him some other way. Across from her in maths class sat Emily, who was always friendly and constantly needing Verity's help to figure out her homework. She had short black hair and seemed to get along with everyone. It didn't take much effort to be Emily's friend. Verity's favourite teacher was still Mr. Simons. Not only did he explain maths lessons well, he often made little comments or asked leading questions to encourage his students to think about life and see the bigger picture. In contrast to her maths teacher, Mr. Connor was a typical science teacher. Right away, Verity could see he had no time for God. The second week of school, he delved into the Big Bang Theory, teaching how life evolved from the first simple cell as if it was fact. Another question to sort through, Verity commented to herself. Am I going to take the Bible for what it says, or is some of it just myth? Yet in science class she made another friend, a petite girl named Kate, with red curly hair. Whenever Mr. Connor talked for too long, Kate was sure to liven things up by sending little notes. So Verity was feeling quite welcome at the school and happy to be there. But unfortunately, Thomas wasn't. Whenever she passed him in the halls, he barely acknowledged her presence, and he was always alone. She had even overheard a few of the grade 12 students discussing how horrible he was. Some had suggested that Thomas thought he was better than everyone else, while others thought he was just a grouch. Then she heard them repeating the story of how snobby he had been in the grocery store to Sandy and Roxanne. If only they understood. If only she knew them well enough to explain. Stepping off the school bus one lovely September afternoon, Verity noticed that Thomas wasn't running to get the mail as usual. Ken had written once a week at first, but since school began, not a single letter had arrived from him. She watched her brother trudge despondently up the driveway as she walked over to the mailbox. Thomas must have had a really bad day, she thought, feeling a little sorry for him. He's even giving up thinking there might be a letter for him. She shook her head sadly. I don't know how it can get any worse, though. Really, he talks to no one, and no one talks to him. When she opened the mailbox, all worry about Thomas faded as she grasped the pale green flyer that lay on top of all the newspapers. The word Bible caught her eye. It was an advertisement for a series of 6 seminars designed to teach people how to read the Bible for themselves. She carefully read the information inside the front page. If you find reading the Bible difficult or frustrating at times, then these seminars are for you. They are aimed at equipping you with the skills and determination to understand scriptural doctrines for yourself and benefit from a new appreciation of the Bible. Whether you are familiar with the Bible or are new to reading it, you will walk away with loads of information and new energy to begin reading more effectively. Wow, it's like they designed this course for me, she exclaimed aloud. This is going to help me understand the Bible for myself. She scanned the flyer further. What you will learn, she read. Then in delight she exclaimed, they are going to deal with what happens at death. Ah, and there's a class on it the Bible interprets itself. Maybe I will get some of my questions answered. At the bottom was the assurance, it's totally free and there are no obligations, ever. That's good, she thought. Mum should like the free part. Flipping to the back of the page, she couldn't believe her eyes. There were photos of both presenters, and one was Mr. Simons. He and a Mr. Henderson were to be the presenters for the upcoming 6 nights. Verity fairly flew into the house to show her mother the good news. However, her mother didn't seem to appreciate what a wonderful opportunity this was. With pursed lips, she read through the flyer silently as Verity stood by anxiously imploring, "Mum, it's exactly what I need. You said I needed someone to help me understand the Bible. I even prayed to God for help, and here it is." "Verity, it's not put on by our church. I don't know if you'll be taught things that are right or not." "But, Mum," she pleaded, "Mr. Simons is doing it. He's my favourite teacher at school." "I don't know why you have to be so consumed by this, Verity. You scare me." "Mum, I just want to find out exactly what happens to people when they die. At least," she murmured, remembering, "that's all I wondered at first. And now I guess I've found 100 more questions." Cara Lovell opened the flyer and examined the schedule again, then sighed. "It's too bad the subject of life and death in the Bible isn't on the first night of the series." She paused. "Well, I'll talk it over with your aunt and tell you my decision later." Verity felt like she was holding her breath all evening. Why did her mum have to get so upset about her being interested in religion? There were lots of worse activities a young teen could become involved in. Why be upset about studying the Bible? Later on, after supper, Verity overheard Aunt Judy and Mum discussing the whole matter. Ascending to her ears, loud and clear, was Aunt Judy's response. "Cara, it's only natural. She's gone through her father's death, and that's raised a lot of questions in her young mind. I have known Craig and Beth Simons for years, and I'm sure you have nothing to fear. I don't really know exactly what they believe, but their church has been in town for as long as I can remember." As she waited in suspense for her mother's decision, Verity remembered to pray for God's help in deciding this. Prayer had become an important part of every day. It was such a relief to hand over such difficult matters to an all-powerful being. When her mother came up at last to her room, she spoke reluctantly. "Verity, I have decided I will allow you to go, as long as you give me an honest rundown every night after the class. However, I can't drive you there. Aunt Judy works straight through on Tuesday evenings, so you can only go if you can find a ride." Verity had gone from elation to realism while her mother was speaking. Still, she gave her mother a big hug and said, "Thanks so much, Mum. I'm sure God will help me find a ride."